Anthony wants your freedom. Anthony wanted. Yes, that is Wham and Freedom on Today FM. It's Al Porter here joining you until half two this afternoon, live from the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And it is time now for my favourite game every week. It is Celeb versus Pleb, where we pit one of you fabulous listeners up against celebrities from our phone book. We've had Jack Whitehall, PJ Gallagher, Donnick O'Callaghan, Kevin McGarren, Charlene McKenna, Steve Wall, you name it, we've had them. 30 seconds quick fire questions on the clock. General knowledge kind of stuff, not too difficult. One question is thrown in for each competitor on their specialist topic. And now in studio, a trio to be reckoned with. They are very, very funny, according to Rowan Atkinson. And I can tell you that's an understatement because I've seen them live many times performing their brand new show. Their brand new show called Oink at the Edinburgh Fringe. It's Foyle, Abs and Hoink! Lads, how are you?
Good, man, good.
So we've got Sean and Connor. How's it going?
That's great.
Spot on, yeah. You nailed it. People struggle with that one, yeah.
Having known you for years, yes. It would be really offensive if I didn't get it right. How's the fringe been going this year?
It's been going great. It's always a bit like the Leaving Cert in that you study with the sketches for 2 months and then you kind of go and do it. Well, it's too late now. What we haven't had to do. But it's been going great. It's been lovely.
If you don't know it now, you'll never know it.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it? And you've loads of videos online. You do one, like, is it back to weekly now, or what's the story?
I don't think it's every single Thursday. We haven't missed a week now in 2 years. Oh, man, it's starting to grind.
But that must really help with the material for the live show.
It doesn't really, actually. Unfortunately,
it's all different.
The live show writing is
a completely different animal.
Yeah, fantastic.
You gotta create everything in front of the live audience. You can't go, okay, we'll just bring in the set now and change costumes. You just got to do it.
There's a while that every year where you get tempted with the live show when you're writing the new material, going, oh, we could just drag in one of those sketches that went down. And then you try it for like a test audience.
And they hate it.
They're like, we know all the jokes. Oh, but you said you wanted to see it, but we know all the jokes.
You need to change it up.
Same sketch, new jokes.
But you're selling out. I mean, the place is packed. It's a big theatre. How big is it?
40,000 seats.
I believe you. But you're like Jason Byrne at this stage. I mean, you have your Edinburgh following. You know, people who come year on year. Do you ever meet the same people after?
Every night now. Yeah, we've become like, this is our 9th year, isn't it?
Nine years.
What are you going to do for the decade?
Hopefully recycle all the sketches from the previous year.
10 years of Foyle, Arms and Hog.
The holiday tour.
What kind of sketches are in it this year? I know that's a dumb question to ask because a sketch is just a sketch, isn't it? But
it's kind of different to previous years. Like we've got some shorter sketches. We've got more sketches in the show than we normally would.
We've got some high action kind of. We got a lot of props going on this year. We've got a baggage handler's kind of dance, it's hard to say it without completely ruining the joke.
We have found in the past there's no way to describe our sketches without making them sound absolutely terrible.
I know, because I was like, oh, I'll just find out what's going on in the show this year, and then it was like, oh, when parents have visitors, human glitches, watching TV with your parents, the old ways are the best ways. I'm like, I can't sell it. You have to see it, don't you?
Yes, you have to buy a ticket and see it. That's the only way to understand it.
Speaking of buying tickets, you were the first show, I say this with no jealousy, to sell out at the Galway Comedy Festival this year.
Supposedly, that's cool.
All your tickets gone. So are you going to do another one?
I think so. It's been mooted now. Was it a matinee performance?
Oh, you put on a matinee. Lovely.
Do a matinee.
Matinee sounds so fancy. Middle of the day. We're going to do a middle of the day performance.
Now, who's good at general knowledge in Foyle, Arms and Hog?
What do you mean, who? All three of us are doing the program. Right, we're one entity. We're a hive mind. All right?
Okay.
It's celebrities versus pleb, okay? So
lovely. Okay, well, you are our three celebrities, but on the phone we have Valerie. Hiya, Valerie.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm very good, Valerie. What are you doing today?
I'm just chilling with my day off.
How are you doing, Valerie?
And Valerie, you have a day off. Well, you got the feet up. I hear that you forgot that you were going to be taking part in the quiz.
I forgot I texted in. I was wondering why you were ringing me.
Oh, you're under pressure now, but you'll be all right. How's your general knowledge?
I was just saying to the lad on the phone there, there's two goldfish here and you're probably better off talking to them.
Oh, no, Valerie, you're going to be fine. You have a specialist topic. It proves that you spend a lot of time at home. It's home and away.
Yeah, God, that's my general knowledge. Great.
Okay. No, but you could do well. Don't be so down on yourself. And then the lads, your specialist topic is going to be famous trios.
Does that work?
That sounds fair. Okay.
I think you can do that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Valerie.
Yeah.
Valerie, darling, don't be nervous. I'm going to help you because I'm going to make Foil Arms and Hog go first.
Okay.
You'll get a little sense of what they're going to do, okay?
Okay.
All right, lads, you've got 30. I don't know whether that's a Scottish-Irish delay or if Valerie is shitting herself.
Anyway, she's trying to psych us out.
Excuse my language. We've got 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready, boys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Time starts now. Where would you find the Amalfi Coast?
Italy.
Katy Perry was once married to which comedian?
Russell Brand.
What kind of vegetable is a Maris Piper?
Oh, it's a potato.
Oh, complete the three. The three Musketeers: Athos, Porthos, and
D'Artagnan.
Who is the Prime Minister of Canada? To accept your first answer,
Justin Trudeau.
What celestial event occurred this week?
Eclipse and sun.
There you go. I love it when a plan comes together. Is the catchphrase from what 80s TV show?
The Eighth.
You did very well. How many did they get there, Pamela?
Six out of seven.
Sean Finnegan, you were under pressure there.
Feeling the burn.
They didn't really join in with you at all.
No, to be fair, Arms came in with, I think, an incorrect one.
did you join us with...
D'Artagnan.
No, it's not. It's Aramis or something. Aramis.
I think Sean was ready to say Aramis.
I'm so sorry. Valerie, darling. Valerie, can you do better than that?
No.
Come on. You can do it.
I just hang up
Valerie,
now.
Please.
No, don't.
Please try, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Valerie, tell me when to start your clock.
Start.
Okay. Name the Irish sitcom filmed on location in Roscommon with Chris O'Dowd.
Moonboy.
All the Single Ladies is a song by which singer?
Beyonce.
In what part of the body would you find the femur?
Your leg.
Finish this Alf Stewart catchphrase, you fliming.
Gala.
In what sport is a shuttlecock used?
Badminton.
19, 21 and 25 are albums by which miserable singer?
Adele.
Mayo take on which county in the All-Ireland semi-final replay this weekend?
Kerry.
You got it! You got seven right! You won! Valerie, weren't you miles better than you thought you were going to be?
Miles.
Valerie, you have won a pair of tickets to see Steely Dan with some very special guests, the Doobie Brothers, live at the Three Arena on the 30th of October 2017 in Dublin.
This isn't the end of this, Valerie.
Valerie, anything to say to Foil Arms and Hog in their defeat?
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Valerie, put your feet up, have a cup of chai, watch some Home and Away, and be glad in your knowledge that you actually are very good at quizzes.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Alright, talk to you later, Valerie.
Bye.
Bye. Well now, lads, that was a surprise victory.
Arms. You cost us Steely Dan tickets. We had it.
We blame it all on you. How many more shows left in the Fringe? You same as me, about six left or something like that?
Yeah, five. Like, you going to Monday?
No, I'm going to go home on Monday morning.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, okay. Well, enjoy that extra show. I'm so glad I'm not doing one. All right, lads, see you at the Vodafone Comedy Carnival.
Will do.
Cheers. Talk to you later. That's Foil, Arms and Hog, and that is Celeb versus Pleb.
Al Porter with Iceland, bringing you the best from Irish suppliers every day. Trust Iceland.